I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 829, Glorified Wounds. Do you have any forever wounds on your body? Maybe it's a scar or a mark or a deformity that reminds you of an event that caused it in the past. I do. I have a mark on my hand from when a spring on an attic hinge sprung back suddenly and got me. I also have a scar on my ankle where I dropped a glass Pepsi bottle. Do you remember glass Pepsi bottles? I dropped one on the breezeway in our home in Danville, Illinois. The bottle shattered and a piece of the broken glass embedded in my skin at the ankle. I can still see the mark and I still remember. What about glorified wounds? How's that possible? Well, Jesus is our example once again. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments ever given. When you think about commandments, sometimes you shy away from those, but these are great, to love God and to love others. You remember the story of Jesus appearing to the disciples on Easter Sunday night. Thomas wasn't there, and when he did come by, they told him about Jesus being resurrected, and he said he would never believe unless he saw the nail prints in his hands and the wound in his side. So, 8 days later, Jesus shows up again, and he offers his glorified wounds to Thomas for inspection. The point is, Jesus, even after the resurrection, still had wounds. What does that say to you? Henry Nouwen wrote, "Jesus' hands and feet were not just anybody's hands and feet, but the signs of his real bodily presence. They were the hands and feet of Jesus marked with the wounds of his crucifixion. It is of great spiritual importance that Jesus made himself known to his disciples by showing them his wounded body. The resurrection had not taken away his wounds, but they had become a part of his glory. They had become glorified wounds." I think Henry Nouwen is right. I often say that God doesn't waste anything, and I believe that includes our suffering. Now, he doesn't cause our suffering, but he won't squander it either. I bet as you look back on your life, you have some wounds too. Not from attic springs or broken Pepsi bottles, but from broken relationships or poor decisions or consequences of sin that cause pain. What wounds come to your mind? And if they're truly wounds, you probably didn't have a hard time thinking them up. Yes, they are forgiven, thanks be to God. Yes, we are not bound by our past. We are God's beloved children. But the scar's still there. My Pepsi scar doesn't hurt at all. But when I put my socks on, I can still see it. And it's a reminder, not just of the event that caused the pain on the breezeway that day, but also of the healing that has taken place as well. Psalm 103, the first four verses. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul," and then he's going to start the list, "and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." Here's the great question. In what way has God used your past to give you glorified wounds? Let's pray this prayer from prayerideas.org. Jesus, how desperately we need you to be present with us. We have given power to the wrong things in our lives, our past. We have allowed those things that no longer matter to define who we are. We have set out on the wrong path, and we need you to correct our course of life. Show us your presence and your glory. Show us the loving Father who is always good and whose love for his children never fails. Be who you are, the Savior who always finds his lost sheep and never stops looking for those who are lost. Be near. Show us perfect love. In your name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 830. In the meantime, Nouwen wrote further, "Jesus is the Lord who came to save us by dying for us on the cross. The wounds in Jesus' glorified body remind us of the way in which we're saved, but they also remind us that our own wounds are much more than roadblocks on our way to God. They show us our own unique way to follow the suffering Christ, and they are destined to become glorified in our resurrected life. Just as Jesus was glorified by his wounds, so are we. Thank God for glorified wounds."